are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning here in studio, got Leah Svensson and Don Hill. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And we're going to talk about Christmas at the Capitol. Believe it or not, it's going to be here very soon. And you're looking for some folks to help out.
Correct. We are looking for people who are willing to come down to the Capitol during the Christmas tree display, which goes from Tuesday, November 23rd, is our lighting ceremony at 7:30 p.m., all the way to December 26th. So there's lots of slots to pick from if you want to come and help us out and be a greeter. We can tell you more about that.
So being a greeter, what does that entail?
So our greeters sit at the main information desk and greet our visitors as they come in, ask folks to sign our guest book, and then they do a few other little tasks around the Capitol to kind of help us out. If there's a broken ornament on the floor, they pick that up so that nobody steps on glass, and maybe straighten a few tree skirts. But they're mainly just our kind of our face to the public and answer all kinds of questions from our visitors.
Very nice. And from what I hear, it's very flexible. You can really work it into your schedule pretty easily.
Yep, we have 1 to 2 hour time slots. You can actually pick the slots that work best for you. You can look at the calendar and see what dates are available. You can find a friend, stop at your favorite coffee shop, grab some coffee, and come sit and visit with your friend. If people come in and have questions or whatever, then it's kind of a good time and maybe a friend time for you too.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. You like to have someone there all the way through each and every day, because I mean, people come from out of town, they've got questions, and you probably never really know what kind of questions they're going to ask.
That's true. We actually have around 25,000 visitors every year. So
wow.
That's a lot. And that's just the people that sign our guest book. We feel There's probably more than that. Even they come from all over the country. We have international visitors. So it's really nice when people come in and they can meet a lot of people. That said, if you're worried about COVID situations, we do have precautions for that. We put up an acrylic screen at the greeter desk so no one can get in your area. And then this year and last year, we put the guest book across the hall from where you sit. So you can direct people to the guest book, but they're not leaning over in your face and signing it. So
definitely. Now, yeah. Is there an age limit? Do you have to be a certain age to be a greeter?
So that's a great question. In fact, not necessarily. Obviously, you know, folks probably under teen would probably like to have an adult there with them to help answer questions. But we have had the Gov2Gov group come in, so we have had some teens, but no particular age limit on that.
And the nice thing is we were talking beforehand that, you know, if you want to be a greeter, but you really aren't familiar with what's going on, you provide the material. So if people ask questions, they'll have some references right there.
Correct. In fact, on November 4th, from, is it 9 a.m. until noon, 9 a.m. is our informational session. So if you're new to Peer and you just want to come hear about it and you're not sure if you want to sign up, I definitely encourage you to come to that informational session, because we will be explaining everything that goes on, all the responsibilities, meet other people that are also interested in greeting. So it's a good opportunity for you to meet people in Peer. And then you can sign up for whatever dates and times, or if you want to think about it for a while, you can call Rick Augustine in my office. His number is 605-773-3688. And he has a calendar, and he can always schedule you whenever during the whole season.
Right.
We have some availability.
And for folks, just in case, you know, this day doesn't work where they can make it, they can always reach out and find out more and get signed up that way too as well, right?
Correct, yes. They can always give Rick a call. He'll have all the information he can share with them. Again, it's November 4th at the Capitol Lake Visitor Center. 9 to 10 is our kind of like greeter information session. Mm-hmm. And then you can stay afterward and sign up.
Excellent.
And Rick always makes us cookies, so.
Oh, there you go. You can't go wrong with cookies, right?
Right.
Now, this sounds like a great opportunity for folks. Is there anything else you want to let people know about being a greeter and Christmas at the Capitol this year?
Our theme this year is Winter Wishes. So we're going with a more elegant theme this year. It's going to be sparkly and beautiful. As you're sitting there at the greeter's desk, we have entertainment. Weekdays is from noon to 1 and after 5 p.m. because it's an office space. Weekends, it can be all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We're open from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. every day.
Yep, so it's a great opportunity to maybe come in and listen to some great holiday music and get some entertainment. The other thing we'd like to mention is Pi Day is going to be Saturday, December 4th. So that's always a busy day. We love to have greeters, and we almost always have entertainment all day long during that day. So we have groups come in. Not only do the entertainers and the folks who are providing that, that also usually draws a lot of visitors, of course, you know, their friends and family who want to come see them perform at the Capitol. That brings a lot more people in. And, of course, the pie brings a lot of people in, too. So Pie Day is always a good day to come get some free pie, especially if you're a greeter, and then you get to get in on all that entertainment and see all those people. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So, again, let's remind people of the date if they're interested in being a greeter. It's November 4th?
The greeter session is November 4th. Christmas at the Capitol runs from November 23rd, lighting ceremony at 7:30 p.m., all the way to December 26th, and Pi Day is December 4th.
We are also, I should mention too, we are also open on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve. So Capitol is open Sunday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., even on those holidays.
Perfect time to stop on by and check out all the great trees and decorations. It's always beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for stopping by.
Thank you.
And hopefully a good turnout, and you get lots of greeters to help out this year.
Thank you so much.
So there's Leah Svensson and Don Hill joining us this morning on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, Lee Real Estate, and VistaCare.